The Queen's Colour Squadron, 63 Squadron RAF Regiment, have been honing their skills and drills by conducting fireteam and section attacks during the day and at night. These are core skills for RAF Regiment gunners and form the basis of their future training. QCS Operations Officer Flight Lieutenant Gary Fisher said, "Exercise Cold Eagle demonstrated the deployable nature of 63 Squadron RAF Regiment and their ability to operate in the force protection environment." He went on to say that it was always pleasing to see how swiftly the gunners of 63 Squadron transitioned to their force protection role and demonstrate the same degrees of professionalism and excellence in both capabilities. Four F-35B Lightning fighter jets have completed night landings in the HMS Queen Elizabeth, flying over the UK waters on operational training. The F-35B Lightning jets, flown by 207 Training Squadron from RAF Marham, began night flights at the start of February. The jets are flying daily to and from the ship's 4.5-acre deck, giving the pilots vital experience in operating from a floating airfield in both daylight and at night, some for the very first time. It also provides further training for the ship's crew, who have previously conducted trials with the UK and US Marine Corps Lightnings in the USA. Whilst conducting counter-narcotic operations in the Indian Ocean, HMS Defender seized over 2,000 kilograms of cannabis in a total of 119 bags. Within 48 hours, Defender had a number of leads and investigated several suspect vessels, culminating in the interception of a vessel carrying 2,420 kilograms of cannabis. The boarding was conducted with a small team of Royal Marine Commandos, securing the vessel, commanded by Lieutenant Ben Klink, and was followed by a Royal Navy boarding team to conduct the search, commanded by Lieutenant Stuart Campbell. CTF 150 is one of three task forces operating under the Combined Maritime Force with a mission to promote maritime security in order to counter terrorist acts and related illegal activities. The RAF's new submarine hunting Poseidon Maritime Patrol aircraft has touched down in the UK for the first time. The aircraft is the first of a new £3 billion programme, including the purchase of 9 state-of-the-art Poseidon jets, which will improve the UK's ability to track hostile targets below and above the waves. Poseidon aircraft will protect the UK's continuous at-sea nuclear deterrent and be central to NATO's missions across the North Atlantic, cooperating closely with the US and Norwegian Poseidon fleets. The UK's purchase of the Poseidon is in response to increased threats such as Russian submarine activity in the Atlantic returning to Cold War levels, whilst China is also investing heavily in new Arctic facilities, infrastructure, and ice-capable ships. A repatriation flight from Wuhan, China, lands at RAF Bryce Norton. On Sunday the 9th of February, various personnel including medical staff from the UK's National Health Service and Royal Air Force were recovered from Wuhan, China. Also on the Vamos Air 747 were personnel from other nations such as France, Italy and Denmark, many of whom were women and children. And finally, incredible acts of heroism and resilience within the armed forces have been recognised and celebrated this evening at the Sun's Military Awards. The awards, known as the Millies, are an opportunity for the nation to hear inspiring individual and collective achievements from within the Royal Navy, Army and Royal Air Force. Following a reception at 10 Downing Street, the nominees received the full red carpet treatment with a champagne reception and glitzy ceremony at Banqueting House in London. To keep up to date on all the breaking news from the British Armed Forces, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us across social media. This has been your latest news from British Armed Forces Daily.